You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Yesterday on Michigan Radio, you might have heard a profile by reporter Kate Wells of the 7th Congressional District race between incumbent Republican Congressman Tim Walberg and Democratic challenger Gretchen Driscoll.
Welcome to Michigan's 7th District, home to mostly white working and middle class voters. The district stretches from Hillsdale up to the Eaton Rapids area, over through Jackson, and it ends just right outside of Ann Arbor. It is split almost 50-50 between Democrats and Republicans, but it leans a little bit more conservative, which means the Democrat, Gretchen Driscoll, has to run more as an independent.
And joining us now is Gretchen Driscoll, the Democrat. She is currently a state representative for Michigan's 52nd House District. So are you independent? Do you not think of yourself as a liberal?
I am an independent, and I actually was nonpartisan for way longer than I've been running as a Democrat.
So. Nonpartisan as a
local
mayor
of
Saline, right?
Right. Yeah.
Let's jump right in. You've been making free trade agreements a key issue in this race. What is your argument?
Well, the 7th Congressional District is feeling a lot of economic pain with either low-paying jobs or lack of jobs. A lot of empty manufacturing buildings around the 7th Congressional. We have, as was mentioned, a lot of smaller communities that are really struggling. Jobs and the economy are really, really important, and they feel, I've talked to a lot of folks, and they feel that their representative in Washington is not looking out for them. And as a matter of fact, as we've pointed out, he's voted for every trade deal that's been put in front of him, and that has taken jobs away and created lower-paying jobs for those jobs that are out there.
Congressman Walberg says he's also against the TPP, the trade agreement, so you agree with each other.
Well, he's recently come to that conclusion. Last year, he voted to fast-track the TPP, which basically gives President Obama authority outside the congressional delegation to do that. And basically, the vote that when he voted, you know, he almost was a tie-breaking vote because vote was like 218 to 211. And as you know, following politics, any time a vote is that close, people that vote yes for that are causing that vote to carry.
Obamacare. Walberg has voted to repeal it. Michigan uninsured rate has fallen from 11% in 2013 to 6.1% in 2015. But we all just learned recently that premiums are going to be going up, double-digit rates in some places, although subsidies will help a good number of low-income families afford that and not see an increase. What's your position on Obamacare as it is right now?
Well, I think from day one, we know that the Affordable Care Act had issues that need to be addressed. And instead of opening it up and addressing it, it's been voted down by Mr. Walberg over 60 times. And the fact of the matter is, in this state, there's people that are now getting health insurance that didn't get it before. That is something that our medical community is very supportive. Our hospitals and doctors see that this is really helping their patients. And it's a really important part of having a healthy community, which is really important to me coming from local community.
So a lot more people are insured, but the premiums have gone up a lot faster than anybody expected. What could you do to fix that if you're elected to Congress?
Well, I think, again, we need to open up and address what the issues are around the Affordable Care Act, and there are a lot of different pieces to that. I think the average person is paying, that is lower income, is paying about $100 with a subsidy, and I think that we need to talk about it and fix the problems instead of voting to eliminate it.
There are mailers going out from the Republican Party calling you a liar, and it seems to be about whether you claim to be a real estate agent or an agent broker. Explain the difference for us and tell us whether you exaggerated or, as the literature claims, you lied about your position.
I didn't lie about my position. I appreciate you bringing that up. Basically, an agent and broker are used interchangeably. So I'm a commercial realtor. And agent and broker are used interchangeably, and that's been validated by the head of this Commercial Board of Realtors. You know, there is a license for a managing broker and a license for an associate broker. I never call myself a managing broker or associate broker. As a matter of fact, the agent broker is a box that's checked on the national website where my listings are and where my profile is. It's not you check an agent box or a broker box. You check agent broker or managing broker. So I've never called myself anything but a broker.
And we should note Bridge Magazine, which is a partner of ours in many pursuits here, did a truth squad on that ad and called a foul on it. So I just want to make that clear as well. I want to get a better feel about how you view the role of a member of Congress compared to your opponent. I mean, give me a couple of examples of what you would do differently than Tim Walberg has done while he served.
Well, number one, I wouldn't vote for bad trade deals that outsource our jobs and create lower paying jobs.
Right. We covered that.
Number two, I would actually do things actively for the community members. In his 8 years in Congress, he's passed 3 bills that have come out and the president signed off on. 2 of those were to name post offices. I would say that we have a lot of work to do in the 7th. I've met with almost every community college president in the district. One of the things that they're really looking for is Pell Grants that go year-round. So a lot of our folks are trying to work and get a degree at the same time. And if they're using a Pell Grant to pay for their education, they have to take a break during summer. Well, if you're working, you're not taking a break during summer. You want to get that education as soon as possible so that you can get a higher paid job. That is a simple fix, and actually there's funding for that already in place. So basic needs of the constituents in the 7th Congressional District are not being met by the incumbent. I would be going to each community, as I have been doing for the last year and a half, listening, learning, and I see there's a lot of opportunity to help. Lead poisoning, actually the highest lead poisoning in the state is in Mr. Wahlberg's home county, Lenawee County. He's been a representative there for 24 years, and I think it's high time that we address that issue.
So we're talking about lead paint or lead paint,
and there's a federal program for lead abatement, and he's voted to cut the funding, as have the majority party in Washington, D.C., cut the funding for lead abatement. We know that they need more money. The department's asked for more money. Grand Rapids actually got a grant to help with their lead abatement, a special grant outside the regular funding source. So these are things that there are definitely roles for good government, for the health, welfare, education of our constituents. And I'm also a small business advocate as an accountant and a commercial realtor. I've worked with a lot of businesses. I know that there is a really great role and partnership that we can do together to have community success.
Both you and Wahlberg seem to tread lightly about the candidates at the top of the ballot. As Kate Wells reported, the 7th District, mostly white, leans conservative, and in the last two elections, Tim Wahlberg has won with more than 53% of the vote. But some counties within the district have voted for Democratic presidential nominee in some elections, the Republican in others. How does the Trump-Clinton candidacies affect how you identify with the voters?
Well, I know Trump voters are voting for me, and that's because they feel like they don't have a voice in Washington, D.C. right now. And I pledge to be their voice in Washington, D.C. And as we talked about earlier, trade, I don't want to keep going into that, but that is a big issue in our district. It's really negatively impacted our communities, and they want somebody that's going to go fight for them and work for them.
Have you distanced yourself or embraced Clinton's candidacy?
I've been working on my district. I would go to Washington and represent the people, as I'm known to do in the 52nd. And as mayor, I've been known to represent the people, to show up in the communities, to identify challenges and opportunities to help the district. And I pledge to be the voice of the people in the 7th. And whatever happens above me, I will be fighting for them first, whoever is elected president.
Gretchen Driscoll is a Democrat running for Congress in the 7th Congressional District, challenging Republican incumbent Tim Wahlberg. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Twice now, we have spoken with the campaign chair for Republican Representative Tim Wahlberg about having the congressman join us for an interview, but the campaign has not committed to a date and time as of yet.